Yesterday was one of the greatest days of the year, St. Patrick's Day. And being half Irish, I bleed a little green. And I want to share with you, I think, my favorite Irish joke. What do you call an Irishman that sits outside your house all day? Patty O'Furniture. That's funny. Well, we're at the end of the spring break, and welcome back, students who are back. This week we had four different immersion trips going to, Christians went to Houston, and Appalachia, and Nicaragua. And I took a group to a monastic immersion at Conception Monastery in northwest Missouri. I'd like to thank everybody who supports every year our TOMS event that makes all of this possible. I'm convinced that a lot of our parishioners learn more in 1 week on these trips than they do in a whole semester at the university. On Tuesday evening, our group had dinner and a discussion with our retired Archbishop, Archbishop Jerome Hines. He looks great these days. He's very, very happy. He served as our Archbishop for 18 years, retired 5 years ago, and returned to Conception Monastery, where he's a monk. So during this discussion, which really lasted quite late, it was after 9 o'clock, which for a monk is way past his bedtime, but he would talk all night. One of the students asked him, Archbishop, just tell us about your life. And this is how he described his life. He says, well, in my baptism, my parents said yes to Jesus for me. In my confirmation, I said yes to Jesus myself. When I became a monk, I was excited to say yes to Jesus. When I was elected abbot, I was surprised, but thought, well, I need to say yes to Jesus. When the Pope appointed me bishop, I didn't want to do it. But I thought, I've always said yes to Jesus. How can I say no now? So I said yes to Jesus again. Then when the Pope appointed me archbishop, I didn't want to move. But I said yes to Jesus again. He said, now I'm back in the monastery in the autumn of my life, and I didn't just come here to die. I came here to prepare, and actually intentionally prepare for my death, because I want my death to be my final yes to Jesus. His life is a series of yeses to Jesus. And each one involves sacrifice, each one of them involves surrender, each one of them involved a little death. He is what I think a good example of today's gospel, that powerful image of Jesus, that unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. This, what we just heard, this gospel, in John's gospel, comes right before his passion and death. And so he's interpreting for his disciples the meaning of the crucifixion. He's saying, this is what's happening on the cross. This is the seed that is dying, so that it can produce much fruit. And Jesus says he didn't want his death, it didn't just happen to him. He freely chose it. He freely chose the cross as his final yes to God. Gospel then says what is required of Jesus is required of all of us who claim to be his disciples. And not just for retired archbishops, but the Paschal Mystery says to all of us, we have to die to grow. That's exactly what the Paschal Mystery says. We have to die to grow, to bear fruit. And so young people have to die to this fixation on having fun so that they can become responsible adults. And spouses have to die to an old life when they were in control. They called the shots in order to build a life together. And all of us have to die to a certain self-centeredness so that the Lord can use us to reach out to those who are in need. To become like Jesus means that throughout our lives, we go deeper and deeper in discipleship. And each yes to Jesus will involve sacrifice. And each yes to Jesus will involve surrender. And each yes to Jesus will involve a little death. The author, John Shea, sums up today's gospel this way. Die before you die, so when you die, you won't die. That's pretty much it. Die before you die, so that when you die, you won't die. Like Archbishop Thomas, if we are faithful to God's will in our life, we are constantly saying yes to Jesus. And that yes usually does involve a death to our life as it was. Often involves a death to a life the way we want it to be. And yet each one of us, each one of those yeses prepares us for our final yes, our final surrender at our own death. Jesus promises that the grain that dies will produce much fruit. Not just in our own life, but fruit in the lives of other people. I see that in what Archbishop Thomas has done for so many people, including you, and including me. I see that in the big smile on his face these days. And I have seen that in lots and lots of Christians in parishes I've been privileged to serve. Intentional disciples who over and over and over again say yes to Jesus.